Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You decide.
2020.
Looking ahead at the next election and the debates from last night, Kyle Condick is the managing editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball at UVA's Center for Politics. Kyle, I'm glad to have you with us this morning. I was unimpressed, but that's probably not a surprise knowing my background yesterday. Who stood out out of the field of 12 last night? I mean, that's a crowded stage.
I think it's basically hard to stand out when you've got so many candidates on the stage. I think that it's kind of interesting to sort of follow along with this, on Twitter while you're watching it. You could sort of see the conventional wisdom sort of form in real time. And mm-hmm. So I think that, what we're going to be hearing in the, coming hours and days is probably that, Pete Buttigieg generally got high marks for what he said. I think Amy Klobuchar also is someone who maybe got a little bit more attention. But, the key question to ask always is, did anything happen that is going to lead to, a sharp change in the race? And I don't really think I saw anything that made me think that way. And really, I don't think we've seen these debates really, really dramatically alter the race much at all. I mean, I think that you had the first debate where it seemed like Kamala Harris was rising after she took on Joe Biden, and now I think the feeling is generally that she's sort of sputtering. So even if there are changes, they may not be lasting ones.
Did you feel like the relative moderates, by Democrat standards, that they distinguished themselves by going after Elizabeth Warren a little bit, kind of taking shots at her?
Well, that's certainly what I think Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar were trying to do. Mm-hmm. And, Warren, I think, for the first time was sort of at the center of this debate in a way that I think Joe Biden was previously. And I think that's sort of a nod to what the numbers have been saying, which is essentially that Warren is now kind of a co-front runner with Biden, or, some people, I think, feel that Warren is now the favorite to be the nominee. I don't necessarily know if I'd go that far myself, but clearly I think the other candidates looked at her as someone that they were going to go after and try to knock down a peg. Mm-hmm. I do think it's inherently kind of hard in a debate, be it a Democratic or Republican debate, to be the person who is criticizing someone from, more from the center. Now, I will say that the Democratic electorate is ideologically a little bit more mixed than the Republican one is. The Republicans are generally think of themselves as being clearly more conservative than Democrats think of themselves as being clearly more liberal. Although really on a lot of these policy questions, Democrats generally are relatively united, but again, you sometimes come off as sort of a scold, saying that this or that isn't possible, regardless of the truth of the matter. And so, I just wonder if Klobuchar and Buttigieg are sort of hurt by that sort of concept.
Yeah. But you talk about watching Twitter in real time and gauging one's reaction to the reactions of other people. There was a moment last night where I thought, did Joe Biden step off to go to the bathroom, or is he passed out back there? Because he had been very quiet. And I looked on Facebook, and a lot of Democrats that I know were saying the same thing, like, where is Joe? Then he kind of piped in a little bit. You think he is just kind of trying to keep his powder dry and plow ahead and not get any dramatic attention, especially after the scrutiny of the last couple of weeks with his son? And
I think it's kind of a natural front-runner strategy to try to stay above the fray a little bit. I think that, but I also think that kind of strategy probably made more sense for Biden earlier in this race than now, because you know, because Warren really has risen pretty consistently throughout the entire calendar year. Again, to the point where she's basically, you know, a kind of a co-front runner with Biden. But I think it was also reflective of just what the other candidates felt about the front runners, in that we saw them going after Warren probably because they think Warren is the bigger threat at this point. So yeah, I agree with you. It did feel like Biden essentially disappeared, but that's not necessarily his fault, because he can't control how much he gets asked questions, and he can't control who the other candidates seem to care about.
Yeah. How about losers? You think anybody on that stage ends last night, wakes up this morning, and somebody who's a consultant says, "I really like the paycheck, but you got to pack it in. It's over for you."
Well, if they like the paycheck, they might not say that. You know, they might say, "Oh yeah, you did great. You know, got to keep going. Right. In fact, we gotta hire more people, or I need a raise, or no." I think generally after the first debate, Kamala Harris hasn't been great. She was obsessed with this idea of forcing Twitter to take down Trump's account, which I frankly think would actually be doing the president a favor, because even a lot of people who really like the president think that he goes too far in his Twitter account. And also, you know, the president loves being a victim, and he could actually, you know, credibly say that he'd be censored if that would happen. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's not going to happen anyway. So really, you know, who cares? And she was, you know, really going after Elizabeth Warren on that. And I just didn't really see the point. And just overall, she seemed to display a lot of promise in that first debate, and I just haven't really seen it since then.
How about somebody like Tom Steyer? I mean, he's up there. He's got enough money to self-fund his own campaign, but I was listening closely to what he said, and he just seemed to be wallpaper to me.
Yeah, and he didn't really get much time. This was the first time he's on a debate stage, and I don't think that Democrats are really clamoring for new candidates at this point, and that's effectively what Steyer is. I think he was actually the most recent person to actually get in the race, although that was several months ago at this point. He didn't really make much of an impression one way or the other on me. And my guess is that would be true for most people who watched. And you know, the other thing is, I mean, I think there are, you know, the viewership for these debates is usually pretty good, but are people really watching intently all 3 hours of it? And even if you are, trying to keep track of the various machinations and positions of 12 different candidates, I think is challenging for anybody watching the debate, even for people like you and me who really follow this stuff pretty closely.
Yeah. Well, when's the next debate?
I don't think the date's been set yet. It is going to be in November. You know, things will continue to ramp up here, but you know, we're still pretty far away from the voting starting. We're going to have the Super Bowl the day before Iowa, so just think about that. The whole NFL season will still going to be played, and we're not even halfway through with that yet. And these candidates are not going to want to have to go into debt to keep these candidacies alive, particularly if there's really nothing going. I mean, we had, you know, Cory Booker is probably, you know, he hasn't really done much in terms of polling, but he's probably one of the more prominent candidates running, just in terms of someone with a national profile. Mm-hmm. And even his campaign basically said, this was a couple of weeks ago, "Hey, we need to raise X amount of dollars or we're going to be out." And I think they were able to do that. But you may start seeing some of that. And, of course, there were some other candidates who did get out, but we still got, I think it's still 19. And of course, so that's seven candidates who didn't even make the debate stage.
Unbelievable. All right. Kyle Condit, managing editor, Sabato's Crystal Ball at UVA Center for Politics. Always enjoy it. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
Back with more in a moment. News Radio WRVA.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.